Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa t-tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba, program li jagħti ħarsa lejn l-aħħar żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni Jasmine Saliba.
Insemmilkom jiena Jasmine Saliba nilqagħkom għal edizzjoni oħra tal-programm Il-Balomba, programm li huwa imtellab mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. U li ħna tuħarsa lejn aħbarijiet li jkunu marbutin ma' dak li jkun qed jiġri fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej, ovvjament anke aħbarijiet mix-xena internazzjonali li b'xi mod ukoll jikkonċernaw dak li qiegħed jiġri fil-livell Ewropew. Kellna numru ta' stejjer, numru ta' suġġetti, numru ta' aħbarijiet f'dawn l-aħħar ġranet, fuq kollox ovvjament għadha tiddomina l-sitwazzjoni li kemm tidher sa ċertu punt mitfija fejn jirrigwarda l-kwistjoni tal-Belarussja. Ovvjament kien hemm il-preparazzjoni għal situazzjoni li ħarġet wara l-iltaqgħu il-mexxejja tal-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea dwar dan il-suġġett partikolari. Kien hemm anke dikrazzjonijiet fuq livell ta' Parlament, però kien hemm ovvjament anke pożizzjonament li jikkonċerna l-aktar in-numru ta' mod kif qed trid ħares lejn din is-sitwazzjoni. Situazzjoni li tkompli tikkomplika l-aspett ġeopolitiku fir-relazzjonijiet bejn l-Unjoni Ewropea u l-Russja u dik l-involviment ta' att ta' players oħra, però ovvjament il-test huwa wkoll fuq livell Ewropew. Il-Kunsertri Breton kellu xi jgħid dan fir-rigward ta' din is-sitwazzjoni li żviluppat u żviluppat matantx qomod il-klim kif tistgħu tisimgħu f'dan il-servizz.
On May 23rd, a European civilian plane flying from Athens to Vilnius was hijacked by the Belarusian government to land in Minsk and detained two passengers, Roman Patasevich and Sofia Sapega. One week later, here I am in Vilnius to express my deepest empathy and solidarity with Roman and Sofia and all other passengers on the plane and beyond with all Europeans. We call on Belarus authorities to immediately release Roman Patasevich and Sofia Sapega, as well as all political prisoners. Hijacking a European commercial plane carrying European citizens or residents between two European capitals was an outrageous attack on Europe, an attack on our democracy, our freedom of expression, our sovereignty, our citizen safety, and our freedom of circulation. The European Union reacted immediately and strongly. We are closing our airspace to planes from Belarus and calling on EU airlines not to fly over the country. And in addition to the 88 individuals and 7 entities now designated under the EU sanctions regime in Belarus, we will present new sanctions on Belarus, including economic ones. We will not tolerate such actions in Europe. We will never allow a third country to hijack our rights. We will never turn a blind eye. I believe that we should draw a number of lessons from this scandalous event, from the Baltic states, which are in the front line, and for Europe as a whole. These hijacks remind us that the safety of journalists and bloggers is not a given everywhere on our planet. We only have independent information about the situation in Belarus thanks to the courage and determination of journalists and bloggers like Roman Patasevich. That is precisely why authoritarian regimes are doing everything, even hijacking planes, to try to silence them. Press independence is something fragile that we absolutely need to protect. It is a precondition for press freedom, of pluralism, and of democracy. We need to ensure that those who disseminate information enjoy the highest standard of protection, both online and offline. I'm working on a European Media Freedom Act to complement our legislative arsenal in the EU. It will increase transparency, independence and accountability around actions affecting control and freedom of the press. It is not a coincidence that the European Union has denounced the Ryanair hijacking and the arrest publicly and strongly before our allies and partners, the US and NATO. Europe realizes that it needs to take its destiny into its own hand and is doing increasingly so. This is the new normal. Now is the moment when common defense needs to become not just an aspiration, but our new reality. Our citizens expect to feel safe and secure at home here in Europe. We have come a long way in making Europe a secure and peaceful place and in projecting our values across the globe. But in an increasingly unstable and militarized world, we must step up our efforts to defend and protect our people, especially by developing European autonomous defense capabilities. The Ryanair hijacking shows that we are facing a new level of threats. Beyond third country disinformation campaign, cyber attacks, and hybrid threats, we must realize that we cannot take anything for granted, not even the security of our civilian airspace. With the European Defence Fund, which I'm responsible for, we are enhancing our collective capacity to protect ourselves against foreign insurgents. We are ensuring the security of our airspace, the integrity of our territory, and the defense of our cyberspace. The European Defence Fund will finance such defense projects, which will directly benefit Lithuania and the Baltic states at large. This is also an opportunity for Lithuanian companies, and I encourage them to look closely at our upcoming calls for proposals. I am also working on establishing a European cyber shield to secure our digital space. A European network of security operation centers will detect and counter the low signals of cyber attacks before they are activated. For obvious reasons, I want one of these European SOCs to cover the Baltic region. In the context of the task force I'm leading on industrial scale-up of vaccine production, I would like to highlight the very positive role of Lithuania in providing key elements in the EU vaccine supply chain. In particular, the recent launch of a new production facility, Thermo Fisher Baltics, which I'm visiting today, is a very important step in reaching EU autonomy in vaccine production. These products, reagents and enzymes, play a central role in the production of mRNA vaccines. I am here to encourage further expansion plans, not only for the reagent, but also for other steps of the mRNA vaccine production. I would like also to express my deep concern regarding the epidemiological situation and low vaccination rate in non-EU countries that are neighbors of the Baltics. I am, of course, thinking of the Kaliningrad region compared to the EU, where the vaccination rate is very worrisome, with reportedly only 14% of adults having received a first dose. In Russia, it's only 13% of the adult population receiving also a first dose. The situation is also dramatic in Belarus, with only 6% of the adult population vaccinated. This is a compelling reason for Europe to continue increasing its production capacity and helping and exporting to the world. We in Europe firmly believe that we have a global responsibility toward the rest of the world. And because it is in our own interest to avoid the emergence of COVID variants elsewhere, we have already offered vaccine assistance programs to our EU neighbors, of course in a context of friendly, cooperative and standardized relations. And we will continue to do so notably with Eastern Partnership countries such as Moldova, Ukraine and Georgia. We are ready to respond, of course, to any call for assistance in this region at the border of the EU, as we do with all those who have difficulties in producing or supplying themselves with safe and efficient vaccines. This would require, of course, a cooperative neighborhood environment, which is not at this stage the one I really feel here in this part of our European Union.
Għana ħadna wkoll il-kumment tal-ewwel Viċi-President tal-Parlament Ewropew, Roberta Metsola, dwar perspettiva minn dan l-angolu ta' din is-sitwazzjoni kif żviluppat fl-aħħar jiem dwar il-kwistjoni tal-Belarus u għaliex hija importanti li tiġi trattata bil-mod li qed tiġi trattata.
Dak li qed iseħħ fil-Belarus huwa bla preċedent ta' tħassib u ma nistax nenfasizza biżejjed kemm hija sitwazzjoni serja. Bħala l-ewwel Viċi-President tal-Parlament Ewropew jiena kont involuta fid-diskussjonijiet dwar din il-kwistjoni minn mindu bdiet tiżviluppa. Il-komunità internazzjonali ma tista' qatt taċċetta li ajruplan irreġistrat fi Stat Membru Ewropew minn li passiġġieri Ewropej u li kienet jivvjaġġa minn belt għal oħra fl-Unjoni Ewropea jinħataf minn reġim illeġittimu bilan li jkun arrestat ġurnalist li kien fuq l-ajruplan. L-Unjoni Ewropea ma tistax tibqa' sikta qudiem dan u jekk tiġi taġixxi meta l-valuri fundamentali tagħna jiġu medda b'dan il-mod. L-Unjoni Ewropea jeħtieġ allura li tieħu azzjoni għal Ramon Roman Protasevich u Sofia Sapega għal Belarus għal kull ċittadin li jeħtieġ iħossu sikur waqt li qed jivvjaġġa fuq l-ajruplan tagħna għal kull persuna li jopponi d-deċiżjonijiet ta' reġim bħal ta' Lukashenko u jħares lejn l-Unjoni Ewropea bħala dak is-sinjal ta' tama. Lukashenko qed jipprova jilha ploba u jara kemm l-Unjoni Ewropea verament lesta li tieħu azzjoni kontrih. Qed jaħseb li l-Unjoni Ewropea ser tparla ħafna iżda ma taġixxix. Irid li l-Istati Membri jinfnew jiddibattu bejniethom u jibqgħu ma jaqblux. Imma kien żbaljat. Il-Kunsill Ewropew wassal sinjal importanti u mingħajr kantunieri ta' determinazzjoni li għandha l-Ewropa. Ġi maqbul li jiġu imposti diversi sanzjonijiet fosthom li ma jitħallewx jgħaddu ajruplani mill-ispazju tal-ajru tal-Belarus, li n-nies li ma kinux jaqblu mat-tmexxija tal-Lukashenko u ġew arrestati jinħelsu u li l-ajruplani tal-linja nazzjonali tal-ajru tal-Belarus ma jitħallewx jidħlu fl-ajruporti Ewropej. Dawn il-miżuri jingħaqdu mal-weda ta' 3 biljun euro f'investiment li l-Unjoni Ewropea qed wiegħed li tagħmel fil-Belarus la darba tibqa' timxi u tibda timxi mal-prinċipji demokratiċi. Dan u pass ieħor iżda mhuwiex itmim. L-interess immedjat tagħna huwa li Roman Protasevich u Sofia Sapega jinħelsu malajr kemm jista' jkun u jingħataw is-sigurtà meħtieġa. Iżda aħna m'aħniex ser nifqu hemm. Il-ħtief tal-ajruplan jeħtieġ li tkun l-aħħar linja li jaqbeż dan l-aħħar dittatur Ewropew.
Naqbu l-kapitlu, naqbu l-paġna, ħanitkellmu dwar suġġett ieħor illi qed nisimgħu ħafna dwaru, il-kwistjoni tal-proċess illi bih qegħdin jinfetħu l-frontieri biex ngħidu hekk il-possibilità tal-ivvjaġġar in konnessjoni mal-kwistjoni tal-pandemija tal-COVID-19. F'dawn l-aħħar xhur kellna numru ta' esperjenzi u qisu minnaħa ta' l-Ewropa kien hemm numru ta' stanti u pożizzjonijiet li kienu kemm jista' jkun iħarsu li kif tista' tiġi mħarsa din ir-realtà b'mod koordinat però fl-istess ħin mhux ta' riskju. Din hija nismajna kemm darba t-termini risk management u kif għandhom ikunu trattati s-sitwazzjonijiet bl-aħjar mod u bilanċjat fil-ċirkostanzi anka fid-dawl ta' kif inhuma u qegħdin jevolvu ir-realtajiet f'pajjiżi varji, f'livelli varji, skont realtajiet diversi. U minn din il-perspettiva din hija l-realtà li rridu nħarsu liha u qegħdin nittrattaw. Qegħdin nitkellmu dwar proċessi f'dawn l-aħħar jiem Malta waħda mill-pajjiżi li ħabret ġiex aspetti. L-ewwel nett ilha li ħabret però issa bdiet tatwa l-ftuħ mill-ġdid tat-turiżmu u s-settur turistiku u dan qed isir esklusivament għal min ikollu via ċertifikat tal-COVID u apparti ċertifikat tal-COVID jemkella jkollu test qabel jirkab ajruplan li jkun ġej lil pajjiżna. ġifiri din hija waħda mill-punti li jrid jiġu enfasizzati, id-dinni ma' regolamenti skont il-legal notice li kienet pubblikata aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa. Għandek ukoll il-possibilità li jekk m'għandekx iċ-ċertifikat tippreżenta test li inti tkun għamilt fit 72 siegħa li jkunu qed iwasslu biex tiġi lejn pajjiżna u fihom turi li inti tkun ħieles mill-COVID. F'dan il-kuntest, però ovvjament, din hija dak li tistabbilixxi pajjiżna biex tiġi f'pajjiżi oħra. Se jiġi f'realtajiet fejn għandek situazzjonijiet diversi, bdejna naraw illi pereżempju inħarsu lejn ir-Renju Unit, hemm min bħalna qed jistenna l-inklużjoni tar-Renju Unit fil-lista anzi tal-pajjiż tiegħu fil-lista l-ħadra sa issa, li għandha tixxan titħabbar il-ħamis. Jew inkella għandek pajjiżi oħrajn qed jinpolu kwarantina minn ġej mir-Renju Unit inħabba sidha fil-każijiet tal-COVID tal-variant li ġej mill-Indja li parentesi. Il-World Health Organization ktar kbina ħabar tiżer tuża termini ta' ismijiet Griegi biex tuża l-ismijiet tal-varjanti. Però biex neġgħu lura s-suġġett. Il-Ġermanja ddiskrivit l-Ingilterra bħala pajjiż ta' sitwazzjoni li tiġi mħarsa ħabba l-COVID. Jiġi kif qed ngħidu, għandek realtajiet differenti għal pajjiżi differenti illi b'xi mod allura tista' tinfluwenza kif jiġu mħarsa r-realtajiet. U din hija r-realtà li qegħdin nitkellmu dwarha anke llum f'dan il-kuntest. U dan il-kuntest il-sitwazzjoni tal-COVID kienet qed tiġi trattata wkoll meta din il-ġimgħa aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa kien hemm ittieħdet id-deċiżjoni dwar x'għandu jkun il-punt u l-mod illi b'xi mod iħarsu lejn sistema illi tista' tkun uniformi jew inkella b'xi mod tkun iktar mod li jkun kawt li jkun koordinat sewwa miżuri koordinati għal waqt li vjaġġar hekk kif issa jibda s-sajf. Naraw x'kellu xi jgħid il-Kummissarju għall-Ġustizzja Didier Reynders dwar dan il-suġġett.
Good afternoon, welcome to this press conference. I'm glad to welcome back Commissioner Reynders, who is becoming a frequent guest to our press room. A lot going on free movement issues. Today, the Commissioner will present to you an update of the recommendation on coordination of travel measures in relation to the pandemic. Commissioner, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. It's a pleasure to meet you again for another important announcement of free movement. I'm frequent here in this press room. I'm not yet a frequent flyer. Maybe with such a kind of new evolution, it will be the case in the next weeks and months. 10 days ago, the European Parliament and the Council reached a provisional agreement for a common EU digital COVID certificate. The EU digital COVID certificate will facilitate free movement for all Europeans across the European Union. It will be accepted wherever you go. Last week, the European Council called for the revision of the Council recommendation on free movement by mid-June. And today, I'm presenting to you the Commission's proposal to update this Council recommendation. With the EU Digital COVID Certificate, the Parliament and the Council agreed on an important principle. If you have an EU Digital COVID Certificate, you should not be subject to additional restrictions, unless this is necessary to protect public health. In today's proposal, we propose how this principle could be translated into practice. A coordinated approach is essential for the internal market and also for EU citizens who need to know what the situation is before deciding to travel, spending money, or booking holidays. This is why the Commission has been so determined to coordinate member states' restrictions to free movement from the beginning of the pandemic. It is about creating certainty for people. What we are proposing today is, first, we propose no travel-related testing or quarantine for fully vaccinated or recovered persons. This is already practiced in many member states. And this should be independent from where you travel from or where you are traveling to. We propose a common understanding of who a fully vaccinated person is in the context of travel. That means 14 days after having received the last dose. Particularly, with your EU digital COVID certificate for vaccination or recovery, you will be able to provide reliable proof that you do not need to be subject to additional restrictions. Second, we are proposing to give more clarity to people who do not fall into these two categories. Here, the measures should be adapted to the color of the zone you are traveling from. When you come from a green area, no restrictions should be applied to you. When you come from an orange area, you could only be asked to do a test. And when you come from a red area, you could be asked to quarantine until you receive a negative test result. Quarantine should not apply if you have a negative pre-departure test certificate. And finally, we propose to keep test and quarantine as recommended for dark red areas or areas with high numbers of coronavirus variants. And so it's important to see that there is no discrimination between the different categories of certificate. If you have a certificate of recovery, vaccination, or test, it's possible to travel from green, orange, or red zone. It's just for the dark red that there is a difference with the test, because third, we all know that the current situation with different testing requirements creates confusion. This is why we propose today standard validity periods for travel-related tests. We are proposing that PCR tests are considered valid for 72 hours and rapid antigen tests, where a member state accepts them, for 48 hours. Again, the EU digital COVID certificate will allow you to prove you have a valid test. Once in practice, these recommendations will support the functioning of the internal market and allow families to reunite or go on a well-deserved holiday together. To make this even easier for families, we are proposing that minors who are traveling with their parents should not be required to quarantine when their parents are exempt, for example, because they are vaccinated. We also propose that member states agree to exempt children under 6 from travel-related testing. At the same time, we need to remain vigilant because the pandemic is not over yet. This has been made very clear by the emergence of new variants of the virus. This is why we are proposing an emergency break, which allows member states to reintroduce measures also for people who have been vaccinated or have recovered, if the epidemiological situation in a country deteriorates rapidly. This should allow member states to react quickly to variants of concern that increase transmissibility, that cause stronger symptoms, or that affect the efficacy of vaccines. To have a good overview of the spread of variants, we propose that member states agree on a minimum level of genome sequencing of positive samples. We are still in a pandemic, and we need to constantly adapt ourselves to ensure free movement without putting public health at risk. Et mesdames et messieurs, cette proposition arrive à un moment où nous avons vu les taux d'infection baisser et les vaccinations augmenter dans toute l'Union européenne. Notre intention aujourd'hui est claire. La Commission ne cherche pas à imposer les restrictions qui doivent être appliquées, telles les tests ou quarantaines. Cette décision reste de la responsabilité des États membres, en lien avec la situation spécifique de chaque pays. Cependant, ce que nous préconisons avec cette proposition, c'est que si certains États membres décident d'imposer des restrictions à la libre circulation, cette recommandation offre une clé de coordination pour assurer que ces décisions soient proportionnelles et non discriminatoires pour tous les citoyens européens. Et nous avons maintenant un accord politique pour un certificat Covid numérique européen. C'est une étape importante. Sans cet accord, nous aurions pu avoir une approche fragmentée au sein des 27 États membres avec 27 systèmes différents. Grâce à l'engagement commun des institutions européennes et des États membres, nous sommes en train de déployer un système commun accessible à tous en Europe. Nous encourageons d'ailleurs les États membres à délivrer d'ores et déjà des certificats Covid numériques européens lorsque la législation nationale le permet. Les États membres devraient ensuite adopter une approche commune sur la manière d'utiliser le certificat Covid numérique européen pour voyager. Aujourd'hui, nous proposons au Conseil de préciser la manière dont cela peut être fait. Certains États membres ont aussi déjà annoncé qu'ils souhaiteraient étendre l'utilisation du certificat dans d'autres situations de la vie publique, telles que l'accès à des concerts ou à d'autres événements. Ceci est possible si une loi nationale autorise ce type de pratique. Cependant, j'encourage vivement ces États membres à faire usage du certificat Covid numérique européen dans ces situations aussi. Cela permettra de garantir une plus grande cohérence et harmonisation pour tous les citoyens qui ne devront pas demander à avoir accès à des documents différents pour voyager et avoir accès à ces événements. Et nous demandons bien entendu maintenant au Conseil d'adopter cette nouvelle proposition rapidement afin de nous permettre d'avoir pour l'été non seulement le certificat Covid numérique européen, cet outil pour prouver la relation, la situation d'une personne à l'égard de la maladie, mais aussi une approche commune pour l'utiliser. Cette proposition est une recommandation que la Commission fait au Conseil. Il revient bien entendu maintenant au Conseil d'en discuter en vue de son adoption pour la mi-juin. Je vous remercie.
Bien, je vous remercie l'attention de tenir le jour le programme Il Balomba et la Jasmine Sali Bansan, le Cornaugur, comme le complémentaire de Mettaïa Fsaha.
Għadkom kemm smajtu Il-Balomba, produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.